so for today's Peter Penguin story, we had to add a new character. A dentist. Because if you have a toothache, you go to a dentist. Now, I had an idea for the name of the dentist. Let's see what you think. You got a picture, a wild pig, you know, with the tusks. They call him a boar. Call the dentist Dr. Boar. Now, what's a better idea? What would be a good character, animal character, and a name for a dentist? Can you guys think of one? Off the top of your head. It's hard to name characters sometimes. Do you have any idea? Anything come to mind? Ooh, that's a good one. Crocodile. A pig. So not a boar. Okay, but crocodile or a pig. I've never had a crocodile in this story, though. So I'm going to go with the crocodile. And they got a lot of teeth, too, and, you know, open wide. And can you imagine? Can you imagine sitting in the doctor's chair and the dentist's chair and you're saying, I got a toothache. And the dentist says, open wide. And he leans over you and he opens wide. That'd be scary in itself. Now we need a name for the crocodile. Dr. Croc. Dr. Teeth. Can we change it to Dr. Teeth? With Eth? Dr. Teeth? Dr. Teeth. That's what she said. Correctly. Because young ladies enunciate correctly. Very good. But it's got to have a little fun with it. A crocodile named Dr. Teeth. Okay. Well, who's ever had a toothache? Have you had a toothache? Have you ever had a toothache? Most people, yeah. Okay, so we're familiar with this. Toothaches. They hurt. They hurt. And it doesn't seem to matter what we put on them. They hurt. And one morning, Peter Penguin woke up with a toothache. And everybody should say, aw, right? We feel badly for him because toothaches hurt. And he wanted to play soccer, so he didn't want to tell mom anything about the toothache. So he quietly went off to school, and he was having fun. He was running around in the soccer field, and then class started. And he came in, and he sat down behind his desk, and it felt like this whole side of his face is just a... It was just pounding and, sore. It was sore. But he didn't want to say anything. He was in school. He didn't want to miss class or recess or lunch. But it got worse and worse. And he couldn't pay attention. And finally, his teacher said, Peter, what's wrong? And he said, I got a toothache. And she said, pardon? He said, I've got a toothache. You have a toothache.
It hurts.
Well, maybe we ought to call your mother. Well, why not?
I've got to go see the dentist.
Did you catch that? Got to go see the dentist. Well, what's wrong with seeing a dentist? If you stub your toe and it breaks, you go see a doctor. Right? And if you get a cut on your knee, you go see mom and she washes it and sprays stuff on it and puts a Band-Aid on it. We go see people to fix things. And if you have a toothache, you go to the dentist. Come on, Peter. We should call your mom so you can go to the dentist. Well, all day Peter Penguin lasted with a toothache in school. And when he went home, he was sore. Oh. And it was time to eat dinner, and mom said, come on, Peter, time to eat. And she had made a nice pork chop. Oh. And sometimes pork chops are a little chewy, and he cut it up with his knife, and he cut a really tiny little piece, and he put it in his mouth. And mom said, what in the world is wrong with you? So I got a toothache. It hurts, Mom. Well, we'll call Dr. Teeth, and we'll go see Dr. Teeth. No, 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 he said. Well, why not? You afraid of a doctor, a dentist, a crocodile? Well, a crocodile, yeah, I'm personally a little afraid, but in the animal kingdom, he was a nice guy, Dr. Teeth. And Peter said, Dr. Teeth is nice, but the drill, all he could think about was, if he goes to the dentist, Dr. Teeth was going to lean over him and take out the drill. And what does the drill do? It goes, and your whole head feels like there's a jackhammer going. Oh, Peter, just the thought of it, he was scared. He was ready to sweat. Well, that night, Peter got tucked into bed. And, Mom, I want to see the dentist, but my tooth hurts. Well, tomorrow you got to see the dentist, Peter. And all night, Peter didn't sleep a wink. All he could think about was the drill, the drill, the drill. And the drill got bigger and bigger, until finally it was like a drill like this coming at you into your mouth, and it wasn't going to fit. And he was scared, and he woke up screaming, and Mom had to run in the room, and he was just a nightmare. And he felt bad. The next morning, they went off to see Dr. Teeth. And you know how crocodiles are. Very polite and respectful. How are you today, Peter Penguin? Or, oh, well, you have a seat, Peter, and we'll get right at you. Peter was a little afraid. And he sat in the big dentist chair, and Dr. Keith pushed the little thing on the floor. There's a little button, and the chair went, and he was laying back. And Peter Penguin was staring up at the big light. And Dr. Keith said, open up. No, nice and wide like this. Peter opened up his beak, and Dr. Keith looked in there, and sure enough, there was a tooth. And it needed some work. And Peter was scared, 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 scared. But Dr. Keith took this little cream and put it on a Q-tip, and he reached in and he put it on the tooth. And he on the gum, and then he said, close your eyes. Peter closed his eyes right away. You didn't have to tell him twice. And Dr. Tooth took out a little needle. Have you ever seen the needle at the doctor's office? I know it's there. I've never seen it because my eyes are closed. I know it's there, but my eyes are closed. He says, it's going to be a little prick. And he stuck the needle in, and it's called Novocaine or something. It freezes. It makes it all soft. And he hardly felt the needle. Hardly, just a little prick. And everything froze in his mouth and felt okay. And after a while, it didn't even hurt. And Dr. Keith was talking away, blah, 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 and asking all kinds of questions. And Peter was talking. And you know, when your face freezes, you can't talk. Have you ever had your face frozen? It feels so funny, right? No one understands you except the dentist. They can have conversations with you for hours. And then Dr. Teeth said, close your eyes. And Peter heard that ring. And Peter was like, oh. Ring. And he knew it was going to hurt. It was going to hurt really bad. And he gripped onto the sides of the chair. And all he could think of was this huge, big drill coming at him. And then it was over. And they cleaned his mouth out a little bit. And they put in the filling. And they sent Peter on his way. Now, Peter had trouble talking for a little while. But it was all over. It felt good. The freezing went out of his face, and he could talk normal, and he could run around, and he could eat, and he could do whatever he wanted, and his mouth didn't hurt. Awesome. End of story. Are you afraid to go to a dentist now? I hope not. I hope you're not afraid. Dentists are good, aren't they? But when you think of a dentist, what is the first thing you think about? Can't afford it? Is that what we heard? Yeah, that too. Sometimes dentist is expensive. Do you think of a drill? Or is it just me? Is it just Peter? Do you think of a drill if you have to go to the dentist? No? Good for you. Ah, yeah. Take them out, hand them over. Fact fast, please. Today, we're in a Sunday of Lent. What is it? The second Sunday now. And Lent is the lead up to Easter and Good Friday and candy and Easter eggs and all kinds of good things. We're not supposed to talk about that, right? But what is the focus of Easter? What comes to mind when I say Easter? Sorry? Crucifixion. What's involved in the crucifixion? A cross. Cross. When we think of Easter, often we think of the cross. Now let me ask you this. What fixed Peter's tooth? The drill or the dentist? That's real easy, right? What is the focus of Easter? The cross or Christ? The risen Christ. And today we're going to look at a caution. As Christians even, but the world over, often looks at the Easter weekend and all we focus on is a cross. That's a powerful symbol. It does a lot of good. But we often forget about why that cross was there and who hung on it. And the focus becomes the cross and not our Christ. So that's what we're going to look at today, focusing on Christ as leading up to the Easter weekend. So you guys are heading downstairs, are you? Shall we say a prayer together? Would you like to come up and we'll say a prayer together? And actually, we'll just do a blessing, and we'll ask this. We'll say, Lord God, we ask that you bless the young people in this congregation, that you hold them close to you and love them through us in your way. In your name, amen.